Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about optimizing AI workflows using Gemini 2.5 Pro and Flash, along with Dart. Let's dive in.
Sounds fascinating. I'm always looking for ways to streamline my AI workflow. So, what's the core strategy here?
Well, it's all about combining the strengths of different tools. Think of it as a three-pronged approach: Dart for task management, Gemini 2.5 Pro for planning, and Gemini 2.5 Flash for execution. This guy in the video was facing high API costs with Gemini 2.5 Pro, so he figured out a clever way to use both Pro and Flash.
Okay, break it down for me. How does Dart fit into the picture?
Dart is the foundation. It's where the brainstorming and task breakdown happens. You input your project idea, and Dart's AI breaks it into smaller, manageable subtasks. Plus, you can even get Dart's AI to draft content for you. Blog posts, reports, you name it.
So, instead of manually breaking down tasks, Dart does the heavy lifting.
Exactly. It's a huge time saver. And get this, it integrates with ChatGPT and has its own MCP server for connecting with Cline, Cursor, or even Claude.
Hold on. MCP server? What's that about?
It's the magic link. The MCP server allows Cline to directly access and work with the tasks you've defined in Dart. No more copy-pasting or manual transfers. It's a seamless connection.
I see. Interesting. So, where did Gemini 2.5 Pro and Flash come in?
All right. So once you have your tasks laid out in Dart, Gemini 2.5 Pro takes over the planning phase. You use it in plan mode within Cline, instructing it to create a detailed markdown file outlining how to tackle each subtask from Dart.
Got it. Pro is the strategist, laying out the battle plan, right?
Precisely. And then Gemini 2.5 Flash, which is cheaper to run, becomes the workhorse. It executes the tasks one by one, following the plan laid out by Pro.
Aha, so Flash is the efficient coder, tackling the tasks step by step. That's smart. Using the cheaper model for the bulk of the coding.
Exactly. This combination maximizes cost savings while leveraging the power of both models. He even mentions using the SERPer MCP for finding the right libraries and CDNs. And the million context window for both models is a huge bonus.
I'm a little skeptical. Wouldn't switching between two models create inconsistencies in the code?
That's a valid concern. But remember, Pro is only creating the plan, a high-level roadmap. Flash follows those instructions, ensuring consistency. It's like having an architect, Pro, and a builder, Flash.
Okay, that makes sense. So to recap, Dart for task management, Gemini Pro for planning, and Flash for execution. A powerful trio.
You got it. This workflow offers better task management, cost efficiency, and a more structured approach to AI-powered coding. Give it a try and let us know what you think. And don't forget to subscribe and hit that like button. See you in the next one. Bye.
Goodbye.